So thank you so much for coming today to our presentation. And I'm going to be talking about solutions to this problem. I'm going to be talking about using computerized and home-use DVDs, web-based, as a way to bring down the costs. I mean, one of the problems that's been happening in Washington is that the money for prevention is going down, as you can see. And so therefore, kids aren't getting the messages, and with less money going for prevention, then we have more kids using. So I'm also showing a longer trend line here, and that is that, you know, we had a huge epidemic of kids using in past month use, in the 70s and early 80s. And then the parents got all upset, and they started the parents' movement. And they started getting a lot more money for prevention, and drug use came down, and the prevention budget went up, really went up. And then it's been coming down dramatically in terms of the blue line, and drug use is going up. So yeah, if we don't invest in prevention, we're going to have more kids using. And I managed to get a lot more money when I was in Washington for youth-based and family-based approaches, especially family-based approaches. And after I left, it was like, okay, we've got to cut the budget. You know, the Bush administration came in and they were against research, they were against things that worked, and they cut a lot of money out of prevention in order to give it to treatment. And it was like, okay, you give more money to treatment, okay, we're just going to have more kids becoming addicts. So that's what's been happening. It's very sad. So my major career has been around what I think is the most important, and that is getting effective parenting and family programs out there, because they have been shown to be the most effective in reducing drug use in kids. Why? Because parents are, part of the reason why the drug use is going also is parents are spending less time with their kids. So parents spend an average of 4.2 hours a week with their kids, and it used to be 3 years ago 6.4 hours. It's dropping dramatically with the recession. Parents are working more. They're not at home. They're not parenting their kids or spending time with them. And also when I was in Washington, I asked them to do an analysis of the Monitoring the Future, because they were only reporting that teen peer pressure was the main reason the kids were using. So parents were getting the message that the reason my kid uses is because they're hanging out with the wrong friends and there's nothing I can do about that. So I don't matter, and they started pulling away from their teens and thinking my time with my kid doesn't have much of any influence, but it does. I found that the main reason kids do not use is parents. And so if parents are willing to talk to their kids about, in our family we just don't do that, and communicate clear expectations, they're much less likely to use. Also, when I was in Washington, we had a huge database at the Center for Substance Abuse Prevention. We used to be able to fund tons of different kinds of prevention programs for kids. All that money's basically gone away, pretty much. But all those programs had to use the same pretest and post-test. And I said, you know, we ought to test with that using structural equations modeling, a theory, and find out what it is that leads to drug use in kids. And we also tested this for teen pregnancy, delinquency, and school failure, and found that it was mostly the family factors. The strongest beta weights were all through the family. Family bonding, family supervision, and family communication of positive norms and values actually collapsed into a single variable that collapsed with the peer norms and values. And when you actually start asking kids why they use, it's not the pressure. They just say, I want to be part of that group. That's their values. That's what they do. I want to be part of that group. So, you know, this was support for me in terms of a tested theory that showed that strong families were the most important thing in protecting kids, and actually more for girls. So F stands for females, M stands for males, and girls have slightly larger beta weights, which are kind of like a correlation coefficient. Self-control is important, success in school is, and community prevention environments. Now all the CSAP money is going for community coalitions, but you can see they're actually the weakest. That's the weakest link to protecting kids from use. So we have fewer drug abuse programs for youth and also family programs. This is very exciting news, and that is that I know the National Center for Drug Abuse and Alcohol Abuse have been talking more about epigenetics. And in those research they've been doing on mice, which is the link between genes. So we know that alcohol and drug abuse is a family disease, and you can inherit genetic risks for that, especially with type 2 alcoholism. And way back in 1987, I was asked by the American Academy of Child Mental Psychiatry to say, what's the phenotype? We don't know what the genotype is. We haven't identified all the genes, but what would we see in a kid who's at high risk for alcohol and drugs? And basically, I call it the overstressed youth syndrome. Difficult temperament, hyperactivity, rapid tempo, thrill-seeking, autonomic hyperreactivity. Those kids, we recently just had my Strengthening Families program tested by Brody. I was saying, you know, probably in the rat studies and the mouse studies, they found that nurturing parenting, what they call a licking, grooming mother mice, mouse, is the most protective of anything for knockout mice, for obesity, for diabetes, for anything like that. And so it's nurturing parenting, which it really is stress reduction. So anything that reduces stress actually will make it so that those negative genes that your kids may have inherited are not going to get turned on. And I kept saying, okay, probably that's true. Then nurturing parenting, all those different parenting and family programs will help to protect against different kinds of negative health outcomes that kids may have inherited. And in fact, I just found a week ago that Jean Brody at the University of Georgia has actually taken my Strengthening Families program and done a 5-year follow-up on several schools, did the saliva tests for the serotonin transporter alleles, and found that those kids who had the short alleles that are high risk for becoming substance abusers, depressed, conduct disorders, etc., 5 years later, they had a 50% reduction in alcohol use. So that's showing that in humans, in kids, that nurturing parenting actually can reduce the onset of genetically inherited diseases. And so family and parenting programs, finding ways to reduce stress, I think even teaching kids stress management is incredibly important. So I'm quite excited about this. I'm already publishing it. So I can't even keep up on all the places people are doing research with my Strengthening Families program. So I would have liked to have gotten that grant, but I didn't think of it. So they have the capability to do it. So we can break the cycle of addiction with more nurturing parenting. This is a little bit of the history of the development of Strengthening Families. I got into this field because my dad's American Indian, my grandmother, who's Pawnee, said the most important thing you could do is keep your family strong. But my dad was an alcoholic. He was still a wonderful dad, and he did lots of things with us. We did lots of outdoor activities together, and we had a very strong family. I got into the addictions field, of course, because of that, wondering, you know, what can we do to help people who have alcohol and drug problems? And I kept saying, why aren't we doing anything with the kids? I'm working in a treatment agency. We're not doing anything for the kids. And if it's the family disease, we ought to be preventing it. Finally, some parents from my methadone maintenance clinic came to me and said, you're a developmental psychologist. What can we do to be better parents so our kids don't become heroin abusers? I said, good question. I really would like to do that. And a month later, the National Center on Drug Abuse came with a grant saying they were going to fund one agency to develop a program for drug abusers and parents. And already the agency was willing to do that. So we ended up, by luck, getting the grant. And we developed a program for 6 to 11-year-olds that showed very good positive results for reducing alcohol and drug use in very high-risk kids. We've later adapted it for 10 to 14-year-olds. This was one for universal families and schools that was done by Iowa State University, but I was a collaborator on it. And then we developed one for 12 to 16-year-olds, 3 to 5-year-olds. We have it in Spanish. We're now working with a birth to 3 one, and I'm so excited that Delaware, who's been testing this, has now gotten a 5-year grant from the Administration for Children and Families, so we'll be able to really do the research on it. And what I'm talking about today is the most exciting of all, is the home use DVD that we developed with money raised. It cost $500,000 to make these DVDs, and that's why we never did it before. The cost of Strengthening Families is quite expensive because it's 14 sessions. The family comes, what we've learned is to get parents involved, you really have to reduce all barriers. So we have a meal, we have child care, we have that they split then after the meal and go to their own group, the parents go to their own parenting group for 14 weeks, and then they have a family group afterwards. So the therapists or the, we call them group leaders, because they can just be community members. They don't have to have psych degrees or social work degrees even. Will work with them in their groups to make sure they're practicing the new skills together. That's the magic What makes this program twice as effective as any alcohol and drug prevention program in the world is having the family all together, because the kids remind the parents what they're supposed to be doing, the parents remind the kids what they're supposed to be doing. They know we're all in this together. We're strengthening our family. But it's expensive. It costs about $1,400 for a family, or $14,000 for 10 families, so that's why we wanted to put it on DVD. So these are the good results we've gotten. It's been replicated in 27 countries, a whole bunch of different independent university researchers. I was quite excited to see that SAMHSA commissioned Miller and Hendry with PIRE over in Oakland to do a cost-benefit study, and they concluded strengthening families was the most effective in terms of preventing the number of kids that were prevented from use. The highest was alcohol, 18%, 15% for marijuana, 10% for other drugs, and 7% for tobacco. And but we're not don't have the highest cost-benefit ratio because our program costs more money. So if we can get it more cost-effective, then we can just really make it extremely cost-effective. The youth-based programs actually have higher cost-benefit ratios because they didn't consider that the implementer, the teacher, their personnel costs. They just said in the family programs they considered all the personnel costs. I don't think this was fair because they didn't hold the same criteria for the youth programs in the schools. They didn't count the cost of the personnel or the teachers, which, of course, that's an opportunity cost. So there's a 10-year follow-up that was done on the Iowa one, and they found reductions in mental health problems, which we never measured, but it was pretty impressive. And not a single kid at 23 years of age had used meth, so it was the first, NIDA said it was the first meth program that's proven to work. So recently we've also been working more in child maltreatment prevention with parents who were addicts, because of course that's the collateral damage, unfortunately horrible outcomes for the kids, because then they're taken away, put in foster homes. A lot of those foster placements don't stay and they go from home to home. So Jody Brooke and Tom McDonald at the University of Kansas just published the 5-year results, and many of the parenting and family programs could never prove that they prevented child maltreatment in drug abusers because we couldn't get access to the closed records, the CPS records. We only knew parent report, group leader report, judge report. But this one we did. In Kansas, the state actually got the grant, and we found there was a 103% reduction in days in foster care compared to matched families. So it was a difference between the kids being in foster care for 258 days versus 125 days. So the good news is we can teach parents who were addicts to be better parents and to keep their kids, not lose their kids, or get their kids back sooner, which is a huge savings for the state. Foster care is immensely expensive, unbelievably expensive. Somewhere between, Utah pays the least of about $30,000 a year, but it's up to $70,000 if they have to go into treatment foster care, if they have to go into institutions. We've also found that cultural adaptations are incredibly important in family-based programs. Five different areas of the country, different states, different agencies did cultural adaptations. We said do it basically as is for the first 2 years and then add your cultural adaptations. We'll look at a phase-in study of the results. And what we found was actually what happened was that recruitment retention went up by about 40% on average across those five studies with the different ethnic groups. But the outcomes weren't any better, which was surprising. But still, that's an incredibly important outcome because it's hard to get parents to come. And if you make it look like their cultural values, say this is a parenting program for us, they're more likely to stay. Just before I came here, I was looking at Prevention Action newsletter, and there was actually our publication from in the European Journal of Developmental Psychology just this broadcast today. So, and that was one of the conclusions. So strengthening families teaches resilient skills, and these are the things we do to get families engaged. The budget, it's really expensive. So we've got to bring the cost down. So what can we do? And more parents are saying they can't even come to groups anymore because they're working so much. So a computerized evidence-based program is the answer. So this sprung out of actually a task force with the state for underage drinking and Salt Lake City Mayor's Coalition. One of the women there was the head of Mothers Against Drunk Driving in Utah, and she was saying, okay, to prevent drunk driving, we've got to get more kids not starting to use, to not initiate. So how can we get this out? And she has a production master's degree. So this was Janie Brown. So she started this project like 2 years before I was even involved, but it was when the point they got to the script writing. So we had to go through all the steps that Heather did with the script writing and just deciding on themes and what should go into it. But now it's 11 video classes with downloadable handouts. The parents and kids can watch it at home together, pause the DVD, practice the skills. And it's real-life problems and solutions, complex relationships are broken down into small steps, downloadable handouts, reminder skills, tracking behavior, inexpensive, and the kids love it. What's interesting is we've learned that, and when you see the results of our study, that teens actually respond better. We got better outcomes for the teens because I think they really learn from the visual images a lot. And we have cool youth hosts in it. So we target risk and protective factors, bonding, boundaries, and monitoring. Those were the three important ones we found in that structural equations model tested theory. So what does it look like? The first is an intro. So we're teaching them to eat together, to stay together, to have one-on-one. It's improving attachment. And the first one is lesson is noticing and complimenting the good. So skills are taught noticing the good, reinforcing compliments, ceasing to criticize. So the most important, as you saw in that bubble chart, was the first one was increasing family bonding. You've got to increase family bonding and attachment before you can bring in discipline. The kids need to know you really love them, and that's why you're disciplining them. And they care, and they're more willing to accept the discipline. So communication of family meetings, they start having family meetings. Then the 5 R's of successful families. This one is a pretty dense lesson on rules, rewards, responsibilities, routines, and rituals. Because we have found in our research that just having regularly scheduled routines and an orderly family where everyone knows what they're supposed to do really reduces stress in the kids and makes for a much happier family. Kids want to know what they're supposed to do. What are their chores? What are their responsibilities? So, lesson 4 is on setting limits and consequences. And then 5 is problem solving, pre-problem solving, win-win negotiations for the family. 6 is stress and anger management, dealing with family conflict, reducing stress, increasing social skills. Goals and contracts for behavior change. Also, they're looking at goals for life, because some of our research has shown that purpose in life or direction in life is one of the most important protective factors for teenagers. So we've brought that into the adolescent version, and it's in this version too, to help the kids start thinking about where they want to go in life and how can the parents help them with those goals in 4 different life areas. Alcohol hijacks the brain. So this is really, the interesting about strengthening families is that only one session out of the whole program has anything to do with alcohol and drugs. And we don't do it until like session 8, so it's more palatable. And strengthening families doesn't assume that any family has an alcohol or drug problem. It's just done in schools. Any parent can benefit from improving their parenting skills. But this one does, you know, talk about all the new brain research, and that's what makes this better than our older versions, because we have all the new brain research in there. We actually have also Dr. Amen from LA was willing to be videotaped talking about effective parenting programs in alcohol and drugs. And we have another expert we've just videotaped down there as well. Everyone who participated in this volunteered. Everyone. So this would have cost way over $1 million. The only person we had to pay was the editor with the Hollywood producer, 24 Productions. The script writers, the theatrical, the casting director, the acting director that rehearsed everybody, everything was volunteer. But it's incredibly professionally done. Choose good friends, monitor activities, 10 is values, traditions, and service. So it's also giving back to your community, getting kids out there to start feeling better about themselves by contributing to the community. So the results. So we have, I had no money. I've tried to get a NIDA grant for this, and it's really hard to get any money now. So I just, all I had was a little bit of money, about $30,000 from my dean to do pilot studies. So the Salt Lake City inner city schools are actually 58% minority, and the superintendent, with money from the Mayor's Coalition, purchased the DVDs and sent them out to the families that wanted to do them. And then we compared the results of the, and we also, I used that money, the $30,000, to actually run three groups in the schools, in the inner city schools. And then we compared the results of the home use DVD to actually the new, we have new 10-session Strengthening Families for schools that uses the DVD clips, which we never had before, compared to the Iowa version that has video clips. So this is the design of it. And the surveys were done online, similarly to yours. Then you have to have incentives for them. So we had a lottery. So all the parents who would finish and families who would finish the DVD by a certain time, they had a big event downtown at one of the parks announcing who the winners were of gifts that we had gotten donated by merchants in town. So they did our standard SFP test, which has 21 parenting, family, and child outcomes. These were the two dates. And then... Okay. These are the results. So this is for the parenting outcomes. There are six parenting outcomes, as you can see listed there. And these are for the DVD only, the home use DVD outcomes in terms of effect sizes. And the higher the number, the better it is. And this is what we got with the groups using the DVD. But this is just the regular Strengthening Families norms for the 12 to 16-year-old version. So you'll see that the group one was better with the new version, with including the videos, than the home use DVD. But it was pretty equivalent to the whole 14-session program, which cost a fortune. So, you know, if we're getting results this close, we might as well also distribute the DVD. It could be that you still go ahead and do the program and also have the parents use the DVD at home for reminding. I'm out here doing site visits also last week for the city on seven minority agencies. The city of San Francisco is funded to do Strengthening Families and doing focus groups with the parents and the kids. And what I'm also hearing is some of them are coming back for a second session because it takes time for us to learn all these principles. And so I was saying, great, I've got to send them a whole bunch of the DVDs because they could also be looking at this at home rather than having to come back for a second session. Family cohesion also. You know, I expected maybe we would get 20% of the positive results with the DVD, and we're really up there. And what amazed me was how good the youth outcomes were. The youth outcomes were actually better for reductions in overaggression. So 51% versus 31% with the regular Strengthening Families by the post-test. Covert aggression, also way, way better. Social skills, about equivalent. And depression, reductions in depression were improved more. So these numbers are higher than these numbers with the whole group session. Okay. So in conclusion, I've just gotten the stop sign. Because of the positive results on substance abuse and child maltreatment, the new DVDs and the school curriculum would be widely disseminated at cost. We are disseminating those. The contract we have with MAD National is that nobody's going to make any money off these DVDs. So it's only for the cost of production of that plus a booklet. It comes also with a booklet inside that's high gloss for all the sessions. So I think if we can get these out, we'll have a much broader public health impact on reducing alcohol and drug use and delinquency in this country. So, I have to disclose that I do have a proprietary relationship because after twisting my husband's arm for 10 years to say you know, you should go out and do the training. You take over the training system because I can't do it and be a professor. He started his own company called Literature Group. He said, we can be married or in business together. I said, it's not my business. It's your business. I'll stay out of it. You run it the way you want to. So he's got trainers from all over the country, actually around the world, to go out and do trainings. And our website does sell the DVDs for $4. So you can go on that website and sell them, but we're not making any money off of these. And actually right now all the money is going to MAD because they've got to recoup some of their costs. Thank you.